How many plants have we got here?
There's about 5,000 plants here, and every year we grow about 30,000.
And how much sort of volume of cannabis would this produce a year?
Well, the payload, the botanical raw materials, it's called, about a ton.
Gosh.
To turn it into a saleable pain relief medicine, the cannabis is first dried. Each and every plant is a clone, so that the exact properties are known and consistent.
It's rather like hanging out the washing. Let's go in here now.
Up to you.
Thank you very much. We need to get into this kit, I'm afraid.
Okay. Okay.
Next, it is milled and heated.
So we see the raw material there, botanical raw material.
Right.
Will be put into the mill, and it's ground down to particles of about a millimetre.
But at this stage, nothing's wasted.
Nothing
all goes in.
All goes in there, exactly.
The plant material is reduced to a concentrate.
And then it ends up in here, spinning down at 60 degrees, and all the ethanol just evaporates away. To give you an idea of the sort of material it is, you can see it's sort of treacle-like.
Yeah, it's quite sticky, isn't it?
It really is quite sticky, and that makes it quite hard to work with, therefore.
Let's have a look at that. Oh, yeah. So, oh, gosh.
The final product is a liquid which the patient sprays into their mouth, so removing the need for harmful smoking. Yet, despite this meticulous processing, it's still not widely available.
It's not exactly taking its place in the pharmacies across the country. Is that because the effects are quite weak?
I don't think they're... No, they're not weak at all. I think that cannabis wouldn't have survived over the millennia as a medicinal entity if it had been weak. And cannabis-based medicines aren't weak. It's simply that we're dealing, I think, with a group of patients who, first of all, have tried all the standard medicines and haven't responded before they ever come into the clinical trials with this particular drug. We're dealing with outcome measures which are rather vague, so pain and spasticity are very difficult to quantify in a research situation.